This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Elon Musk has been going at AOC, says she's not too smart. I think that's what he tweeted. AOC is not that smart. So these two are going at it. The richest man in the world and the probably the dumbest, one of the dumbest congressmen, who knows. Tough to say because leftists in general are not that smart. The other day I discussed many of the dummies, the Hank Johnsons, the Ted Lieus, the Adam Schiffs, the Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee. God, they're just the left are replete with dummies. I'm amazed most of them have made it this far in life, but I will tell you something. I'll tell you something. If you were as dumb as most of those leftist Congress people are and politicians are, you have to be ruthless. Because you have to essentially clamp down on smart people, and then you've got to dumb down other people. So you got to berate them. You think about what it takes for you to make people, you know, feel like you're the you got it all together when you're dumb. I mean, look at the laws these people pass. Look at the things that they do and tell me they're not the dumbest people you've ever met. And go work for them. Talk to their staffers. They rule with an iron fist. Almost every one of those leftists will have you in fear for your life. They will threaten you. They will threaten your livelihood. They will threaten to expose you. I mean, they are horrible people. I know it because I'm a watcher of people. And here's what they don't understand. People like us, if we turn evil, they won't even know what hit them. I can speak personally. I'm going to tell you, you do not, I'm going to repeat this, you do not want to see my evil side. I'm the guy, you can't make a long movie about a bad dude. Oh, this guy killed this, that, and the other, and you know, or he's the leader of the gang. Done. In the start. Quick. Oh, Kevin, they would kill everyone. Russian this. Give me your mob, and I'm going to go take out the leader. And I'll look at everybody else and say, who's next? That's just my personality. I'm telling you right now, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, listen up. Listen up. Listen here. Listen here. What my uncle would say, listen here. Listen here. That means listen here, white people, okay? Anyway, I'm going to tell you. I know a lot of people like me. I know a lot of people that I don't want to cross. And it isn't because I'm scared of them. It's just I know we are of the same ilk. And it is conservatism. You know what we do? We suppress that evil better than anybody. Because we're like, hey, if I go crazy. If I go crazy on you, boo. Here's why I can tell you. Been there, done that. People take you too far and you're like, all right, let's do this. So all I'm getting at is they're lucky that we, you know, when they talk, January 6th, there was nothing that went on. There may have been some loud mouths, but if you want to see a million really, I'm talking geared up Americans like me come at you, you better have a better military than the American military, because I'm going to tell you something, boy, we are ruthless. And I'm getting long in the tooth. I'm getting older, but I'm a lot smarter. I'm a lot more cunning. So these Machiavellian leftists that have come, you know, gotten their, you know, come to power in this way, you don't draw the line and dare us to cross it, because when we cross it, I'm telling you, it's a whole other thing. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So Bowman, this brother Jamal Broman from New York. He pulls a fire alarm. And he's so emblematic of the Democratic Party. Black, racist, sexist, you name it. He's everything that you don't want in power. And they put him in power. And before a scheduled meeting on government funding, which, you know, look, Ann Coulter says we shouldn't be focused on government funding. It's never impacted us, etc. Maybe true. It's going to impact somebody. I mean, if you want to take the short game on it, yeah, you're right. We go through it. We pop through all these different ceilings in government spending, and nothing happens. We still continue to go. I'm wondering, who's owed all this money, and when do they start to complain? I can tell you this. If my family, anybody in my family loans you $10, they will hound you to the gates of Hades to get that money. Hey, man, when you going to pay back? Dude, when you going to pay back that money? And I'm not going to lie to you. When I loan those suckers money, I'm like, hey, if I give you money, I give it to you. But if you sit this alone, I want it back, and I want it back on terms. So, okay, we've been popping through this debt ceiling or whatever every single time it comes up every year, and it doesn't seem to matter. But it will matter at some point. It's a Ponzi scheme, and somebody's going to pay it. I'm not smart enough to know who. I just know this. I don't want it to be me. I don't want it for them to come back and go, okay, now we're in hyperinflation. Nobody can eat. I mean, you can do it, but I want to be on a farm. I want to be where I got my own seeds, and I know how to do. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a little rusty. I don't know that I can survive in the wild like I did as a kid when I went out and shot rabbits and baited trot lines and, you know, went and caught grasshoppers for bait or dug up worms. I don't know that I'm that industrious anymore. I've been citified. I'm a little afraid. I got a bug out bag, but I don't know that I have everything I need in it. And gold ain't going to plant seed. You know what I mean? I mean, when I was a little kid, I sold seeds. I don't even know if you can sell seeds anymore. I heard they're trying to make it illegal. They don't want us to eat. They want us dependent. Sometimes when I watch these Man vs. Wild kind of shows or Naked and Afraid, and they start talking about flora and fauna, I'm paying attention. Because I'm going to tell you, you might just get hungry enough to where you will eat a grasshopper. Bowman, he's a scumbag. He's the perfect representative of the Democratic Party. Hates the other side. He hates us. He's been trained to hate conservatives and Republicans. I'll be honest with you, I can't stand them. The black leftists are the worst. They are the worst. We got a lot to talk about, folks. I'm glad you're with me. We're going to continue talking about this Bowman situation because I want to explain it for what it really is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
In the scheme of things, this may not seem like it's a big deal. Bowman, Jamal Bowman, Democrat out of New York, a representative, pulled the fire alarm in the Cannon building. And you go, oh, what's the big deal? What's the big deal is he's yelling fire. For what? For no reason. There was supposed to be a vote on the budget. I don't know what his views are on the budget, but don't you think it's rather childish that a grown man, as my grandma would say, he's a grown bud man, but she would have used a different word, pulls a fire alarm. Why? Because he doesn't want the vote. It wasn't going to go his way. What? Why would this petulant child do this? Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I do hope you guys do what I've asked you, and that is visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. And the reason is, I've designed a whole series of things that I think are so cool, I think you're going to get it. Now, that's if you're a Trump fan. And it has to do with Trump's mugshot. We completely did it. I didn't want to do the normal stuff. I wanted to do something very creative, and we did it. And I hope you like it. So go check it out. anyway, getting back to this. Jamal Bowman, as I said, emblematic of the Democrats because he yells fire in a crowded theater. And then says, I didn't do it. They said they wanted him to be more forthcoming. And the reason why is they had him on video. I mean, this is Hunter Biden's laptop, and him going, it could be Russian collusion. I'm shocked that Jamal Bowman didn't say, you know what, it might have been Russians who did it. Russian collusion. You know what? I think it was Donald Trump who did it. We have you on video, sir. But like I said, is it really me? Is it me? You know, that's what Democrats do. They do stuff in front of your face. They deny it. And then when they're caught, well, it wasn't exactly we. You know, you get a who shot John. Here's what they said. We know Jamal Bowman pulled the alarm. Why he did that, it's pretty unclear. His initial explanation was, you ready for this, people? It was an accident. It was an accident. Well, it was more than an accident. And in fact, it was intentional. And here's what they said. He warned if Bowman pulled the alarm to interfere with the House voting procedure, an accusation Bowman earlier told reporters was complete BS, that it would be a serious violation of the law. Bowman's office said it was an accident. And the congressman told reporters later Saturday, I was trying to get to a door. I thought the alarm would open the door. So I pulled the fire alarm to open the door by accident. That, just think about what I just said. That makes absolutely no sense. Since when did you think pulling a fire alarm would open a door? When? He says the door that was usually open wasn't open. And he was trying to get his vote in. But when you look at the video, he's not waiting on a door. He just intentionally goes up, click, pulls the fire alarm, and he's not waiting on an elevator door or any other door. And he knows the building. I know that building. I've been in that building many times. That's complete and utter nonsense. But here's what the media had to say, even after they knew it was nonsense. This is what MSNBC reported.
Last thing I want to mention, and then we're going to take a quick break. There was a mention of Jamal Bowman, Congressman Jamal Bowman, and the pulling of some sort of fire alarm. I just want to read for you some of the reporting so you understand what actually went on there. There were some reports that began to emerge about Representative Bowman, who was seen pulling some sort of fire alarm in the Cannon House office building earlier today. We got a statement on that. Saying Congressman Bowman did not realize he would trigger a building alarm as he was rushing to make an urgent vote. The congressman regrets any confusion, just to clarify some things on that, because I know there was likely some folks kind of scratching their heads wondering what it was they were asking Speaker McCarthy about.
Oh, well, that clarifies it. He was rushing to make a vote, so he pulls a fire alarm. Yeah. Oh, you know, and he was actually seen. They admitted he was seen pulling the fire alarm. They looked at the video. They heard his explanation. And we all know it's a complete lie. It's a total fabrication. Here's what happened. I thought I did this. I thought it was a complete lie. They want to accept it. They want you to accept it. So what? You caught him. Now, as we analyze this, I want to ask you, it remind you of anything? So what you caught Joe Biden? So what wires have gone to his house that come from the Chinese spies? So what? So what Hunter Biden's laptop alludes to all the things that have happened with the Bidens? And by the way, I'm going to go through Jonathan Turley later this week. He gave 10 reasons why Joe Biden should get why the impeachment hearings are absolutely necessary. 10 reasons. Let me tell you something. There's so much more. As you go through those, first of all, 10 of them, what did it take to get for the Democrats to go after Trump? It took no evidence. Donald Trump made a comment. What does it take to go after Donald Trump right now? Oh, he can't possibly believe that he lost the election. I mean, I'm sorry that he won the election. He doesn't believe that. Because of that, we say all of his actions were thwarting the democracy. Because he dare fight for the position that he actually believes in. So what they want you to believe is Donald Trump doesn't believe in his own truth. No! How could he possibly? We've already set the narrative. He lost. January 6th was the worst attack on the country since Pearl Harbor, and it even harkens back to the Civil War. Now, keep in mind the number of people who died in these things and what happened on January 6th, which is a trumped-up bunch of BS by the left, and they want you to believe that lie. Well, why don't you believe Bowman didn't intentionally pull the alarm that we saw him intentionally pull? What are you, ignorant? Cracks me up, man. And, you know, I mean, how do you let him get away with this? You hear me, I'm vocal. You think I'm only vocal here? Let a leftist talk to me about any of these topics we're talking about. I will be in their face calling them stupid, you clown, you fool, you imbecile. Oh, really? So you like Joe Biden? Yeah, I bet you do. I mean, I'm going to be in their face. I'm not giving one bit of quarter to these suckers. Not me. Ooh, Kevin, you said sucker on the radio. You'll never get a national show. Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm just going to tell you the truth, man. This guy shows you everything you need to know about the Democrats, about leftism, all of it. That's what he's demonstrating. I can do something, I can lie my way out of it, and nothing's going to happen to me because we have a dual system of justice. And you know what? Black folks that are out there, you're getting your butts beat by the cops, I have the answer. Stick with me. Stick with me. Oh, I know it's Democrats beating you up. Don't worry about it. Stick with me. That's Jamal Bowman's answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A former National Defense Secretary in the Trump administration says a second Trump presidency could be disastrous to national security.
So I suspect Trump will quickly move to end funding for Ukraine. And then at some point, he's also going to move to withdraw funding for NATO and maybe even pull out of NATO.
Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Mark Esper says he expects Trump would be unsuccessful in negotiating a deal between Russia and Ukraine. He also added that Russian President Vladimir Putin is probably hoping for another Trump presidency. Student loan payments are back. Payments officially went back into effect yesterday after an over three-year pause brought on by the COVID pandemic. More than 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers are gearing up for what would be the biggest health care strike in U.S. history. Corey Myers, USA News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump did more damage to Joe Biden than all the GOP efforts combined, and he did it in Trumpian style. I'm going to play this clip. This is Donald Trump bringing to the attention what everybody knows, but what he does in his own inimitable way that finally makes people go, oh, I'm going to take notice of it. Here's the clip.
Does anybody think he's going to make it to the starting gate? I mean, the guy can't find his way off of a stage. Look, here's the stage. Here's the stage. I've never seen this stupid stage before. Right? I've never seen it. But if I walk left, there's a stair. And if I walk right, there's a stair. And this guy gets up. Where am I? Where the hell am I? Where am I?
I wish, maybe you've seen the clip by now, but if you see the clip, it's priceless. It is quintessential Trump. And the only thing that would have been better is if Trump had mock fallen. If he like, oh my God, I fell down, Lordy, somebody help me. And then I don't know if you guys have seen that picture when Biden fell over the so-called sandbag. And the Secret Service are helping him up. He looked like a frail little old rag doll. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. By the way, you got to check out the new store. Seriously. You know, there are things I ask you to do. If you check out the new store, I'm going to make you a bet. I bet you buy something. I bet you do. And here's why. You're going to see my artwork on there. When I say my artwork, it's something I designed. And it was funny because we've been struggling with retail for a long time. And I finally said, you know what? I'm going to do something in retail that's my own thing. Someday I'm going to do it. And I think I told you guys, I became a big Tommy Hilfiger fan because he does a lot of red, white, and blue. And I'm super patriotic. But I like the angles. And his clothes make me look pretty good. Anyway, I liked it. And so I designed something that's like that. I'm not talking about clothes. This is mugs and other things. And I did it along the lines of that. And I must say that I was very good at my designs. And so it brought out my feminine side. Now, you're going to love it. I promise you. You're going to get something. And it was done in a particular thing. And trust me, just go. Go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Just put shop.com. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. You'll go to the store, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to go, whoa, this is too cool, and you're going to order something. I know you will. And if you, I know there are people that are have qualified Backstage Club. And by the way, I told Bob and Carol, a few others, you guys know you've given me a lot of dollars. You tell me what you want, I'll get it to you for free. Just tell me what you want. In any case, I think you'll like it, and I hope you'll not only do that, the big favor you can do for me if you want to do me a favor, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Forward that to people that you know who are patriots. Let them know. We are shadow banned, so I need your support there. Let's get back to this. Trump recognizes what I've been saying on this very program for years, the better part of 2 years now. Democrats will not make Joe Biden their nominee in the next election. They won't. Not going to happen. Now, what you didn't hear in that clip was what Trump said before the thing about Biden tripping. He said, Gavin has become Crooked Joe Biden's top surrogate because he doesn't think Biden's going to make it. That's why he's doing it. He doesn't think he's going to make it. It won't be him so easily, Trump went on to say. He's going to have a big fight. However, because there will be a lot of Democrats competing, it's going to be very interesting. That's what he said before. Then he goes, how many people think Biden's not going to make it? And there was a cacophony of no way. People saying no, he's not going to make it. Because he's not. Says he couldn't find his way off stage. But I mentioned, or I alluded earlier to Biden falling, right? Priceless moment. And I don't know if you follow the work that we do over at theblacksphere.net, but that I chronicled Joe Biden falling down, falling all the time, needing help getting up. And that iconic imagery of Joe Biden having to be helped off stage by the two Secret Service guys to get up. That's a picture. It's like Dukakis in the helicopter with the big helmet that made him look like a child. It's along those lines. But Joe Biden's fallen a lot. They're not going to tell you. They don't want you to know. Because it's an embarrassment. And I mean, it's enough that Joe Biden goes on stage who knows what he's going to say, what he's going to do. They cut his microphone. It's embarrassing to watch how they treat him like a child. And then try to act like, oh, and then Joe Biden says, well, they're going to get mad at me for saying this. And they're all real on alert. Like, what's he going to say? Be ready to cut off the mic. And he goes, oh, well. Look, I could play an hour's worth of clips of Joe Biden where you're going, really? And if we did them chronologically, you would see his deterioration over time. It's not worth it. You know it's there. But Donald Trump recognizes it. He says, nah, he's terrible. You know, I'm much tougher on him than I used to be. Out of respect for the office, I was never like, you know, he's the most corrupt president, the most incompetent president we've ever had. But Trump is saying, gloves are off. That little thing that he did accomplished more than the Republicans. Think about what Trump did when he said, the media, they're fake media. They're fake. It's totally fake media. And people are like, what? What's he done? I know we're rehashing here, but you know how you feel about the media. And you know the origins. And I can tell you, I had heard that, you know, similar. I was like, yeah, I don't know if I believe everything they do. But when Trump said they're fake, here's what they said about me. It's just not true. And the more he said it, the more he ingrained it. It became the truth, not because you can make a lie become the truth, which is what leftists do, but because the truth became the truth. It was a revelation. It was an epiphany of sorts. You're like, you know what? He's right. Maybe you felt something in your gut and you went, you know what, something doesn't seem right. And then you figured it out. Well, Trump gave you the obvious. In many cases, we already knew. He's not telling us anything. We don't know. We followed Joe Biden. But what I like about Trump is when he puts it out there, and so the independents and the Democrats hear about it. Donald Trump mocked Joe Biden. That was terrible. And then there are people on the other side going, yeah, but he kind of deserves it. He does fall. He does amble around stage. He does shake hands with nobody. He does look lost half the time. Look, folks, we're talking about in an entire presidency, a coup presidency of 3 years, go look at the number of times Joe Biden ambled around stage, got lost, shook hands with the wrong people, left when he wasn't supposed to. Did anybody in there, I mean, with that veteran, remember the World War II vet that stood there? He's 95 years old, and Joe Biden left after, well, we're going to give him an award, and then he walked off, and the guy was sitting there going, what's going on? Are you kidding me? And then his handlers in the, or Joe Biden's handlers in the back going, you got to go back out there, Mr. President. You got to. I mean, it's an endless stream of this stuff. And Donald Trump recognizes it. And he called it out in a way that you can't run from it. But he also said, you know, he recognizes Newsom's playing coy. He acts like he really respects Biden. He doesn't. Don't believe it. Newsom sees Biden for what he is. He's a stooge. He's a stooge. I'm going to wait. And I don't even know if you guys even know this. I'm going to share this with you. There was an article written in the Atlantic right after Joe Biden got the one after Super Tuesday when everybody quit. And if there was any investigation into what happened, you'd know the coup had been planned. It was underway. And Joe Biden was the guy. And they literally say in the article, and I'm going to paraphrase, all we needed from Joe Biden is a warm body. They didn't pick any of the other candidates because they didn't think they could pull it off. They didn't pull it off with Joe Biden. Millions of people know what happened in the 2020 election where Joe Biden was cheated into office in a coup. Many people know it. But the Democrats are like, we'll prove it. But in this article that I will share with you, they effectively tell you this is exactly what happened. There was no hoopla over Joe Biden. All they needed was a warm body. And Joe Biden provided that. So anyway, we're going to come back a little bit and touch on this a little bit more about Trump and what he does call his people out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. 800-257-3672. That's 800-257-3672.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Does anybody think he's going to make it to the starting gate? I mean, the guy can't find his way off of a stage. Look, here's a stage. Here's a stage. I've never seen this stupid stage before.
Right?
I've never seen it. But if I walk left, there's a stair. And if I walk right, there's a stair. And this guy gets up. Where am I? Where the hell am I? Where am I?
Donald Trump made those remarks in California, Southern Cal, and they said Trump Force One did a flyover of the Pacific Air Show in Huntington Beach before it landed. Typical Donald Trump. Way to go. Bystanders on the beach cheered the former president as the plane flew by. Just so you know, California is a red state too. All of America is a red state. Pick your state. It's red. These people have sanity. They know what they want. Don't misunderstand me. You can have colloquial. Hawaii, for example, is different from the mainland. No question about it. Idaho, Rhode Island, they have a different. But when you boil it down, if you break it down into, should you get something for nothing? You know, should you let people come in and disrespect the country? It costs the board. Conservatism, conservatism, conservatism. The only question is who's selling it? If you're relying on the Republicans to sell conservatism, you got the wrong salespeople. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I love that Trump mocks his opponents. I know it seems childish to a lot of people, but you do what it takes. Joe Biden deserves mocking. During the March 5th state primary, get this, in California, any candidate who collects more than 50% of the votes wins all of the delegates. Instead of the previous distribution where candidates could win three delegates in each congressional district in California. In the past, I'm reading this, multiple candidates could walk away from California with at least a few delegates under their belt. But now, if that 50% threshold is met, Trump could walk away with all the California delegates. So, he's there for a reason. He's there to tell the Republican Party, I want 50% of your vote. I mean, this is the way it works, folks. This is the primary system. This is the campaign system, the way it's been set up. And, of course, understand that the Republicans, the rhinos, are working as hard against Donald Trump, probably harder than the left. I should say than the Democrats, because rhino Republicans are leftist. Now, here's what will happen. When Donald Trump wins, they got to go along. Won't mean that they go along willingly. They will have to be dragged along. But you know who drags them more than anybody? I'm going to give you the secret decoder ring. You better pay attention. You do. The only reason why Donald Trump is as popular as he is because of you, not Donald Trump. Now, it is a little bit responsible. Trump has responsibility because Donald Trump says, look, I'm going to give you every reason to follow me and to remain sticky. And sometimes it'll get a little rough. I'll make it tough on you, but if you remain sticky, then we will win this battle. So they want to test you. The Democrats, the leftists, other leftists, rhinos, whatever, the media, they will lie. They will lie about Trump because they want to test your stickiness. And if you stick to him, if you have some stick-to-itness, then Donald Trump, he'll muddle through. And eventually they'll get it. And they're starting to get it and they hate it. But they started it. As they say in the vernacular, don't start no SH, won't be no IT. Well, they started the SH. And you brought it. And what it is you said, okay, see, I see you doubling down, tripling down, quadrupling down on Donald Trump, targeting him. And I'm smart enough to know it's not about him. It's about me. So now I'm going to get you back. I get you back. Yes, I do now. I get you back. So you have decided to fight back. Trump told everybody about California, the far less communist, far left communist, I should say, in Sacramento, San Francisco, L.A., cities which are absolutely being destroyed rapidly on a daily basis, have given you sanctuary cities, wide open borders, mass homeless encampments, out of control taxes, soaring income inequality like no one's ever seen before. Marxist DAs, woke tech tyrants, they are woke, rolling out blackouts, child sexual mutilation, and roving bands of looters, criminals, and thugs. Wow, what a speechwriter. Whoever wrote that for Trump, kudos. That's beautiful. I feel like I want to cry. I'm having a moment. He should facetiously quip, but other than that, I think they're doing a pretty good job. Everything about that is true. He says, how the heck, he used a different word, do people vote for these folks? Unbelievable. And it, you know what these folks are? The Democrats in charge of the state. He says, I'm here to tell you, help is on the way, quoting Ronald Reagan. We can't go on like this. We won't have a country left. The mission is to help you liberate California from communist rule before communist rule begins at noon on Inauguration Day 2025. You want to know why Donald Trump is sticky? Because everybody knows that's a fact. And you know what? Take it out of California. Go apply to Ohio. Go apply to Texas. Go apply to Florida. Pick your state. Anywhere you pick a city, a big city in that state, everything applies. D.C., San Antonio in a Liberty Town, Boston in a Baton Rouge. Yeah, I'll go all Huey Lewis on you and any other. Anybody that lists the country, the states. Was it that song by Steve Miller? I forget Rocking Me Baby. Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta, L.A. Pick them. Pick whatever song, whatever city you want. Let them name those cities. And you know what you got? Democrat rule, and you got total H-E double crooked socks. All the way through, through and through. I want to go back to what I was going to talk to you guys about earlier. The Atlantic. If you think that Donald Trump got beaten in 2020, I'm just going to put it to you this way. You're a fool. Here's how the Atlantic depicted Biden going into South Carolina. And the gist of this article comes from this, folks. Democrats need little from frontrunner beyond his corporeal presence. And what they're saying is, all we needed was a warm body. You ready for this? 2 days before the South Carolina primary that would reverse his political fortunes and redirect the course of the Democratic nomination, Joe Biden's campaign for president announced a hastily planned event in McClellanville, South Carolina. The national campaign press was alerted that Biden would enter full throttle mode at this stop. That the proverbial gloves were about to come off ahead of the kill or be killed primary on Saturday, and no one would want to miss this one. Oh boy! And yet, when the cameras and reporters arrived, all they found were a few folding chairs in an otherwise empty parking lot in front of a community health center. Biden walked out to a podium, mumbled a few words about the improvements he wanted to make to the Obamacare, and then shuffled off alone. The sun was shining, the birds were chirping, and absolutely nothing had changed. The most notable thing about the event was how unremarkable it was. This was going to be the cataclysmic event that propelled the guy that got 81 million votes into the stratosphere. And they reported nothing. Birds chirping, sky was blue, sun shining, and nobody there. Nobody gave a crap about Joe Biden then, and they don't give any crap about him now. Joe Biden, folks, has never been popular. All Democrats wanted was a warm body. But this time, he doesn't even have a warm body. So they got to replace him, and that choice is Gavin Newsom. And the problem that stands in their way is, what do they do with Sister Girl? Democrats don't want to admit to black leftists, their vote no longer matters. Because while Democrats cheat their way into office, it negates the need for the black vote. But what they do need from black folks is they need them to be attack dogs, to do the dirty work when they want to pass their idiotic legislation. And they got a real quandary. And that's where you're going to watch the battle royale occur.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.